Wollstonecraft returned to London in the spring of 1795 to be reunited with her American lover, Gilbert Imlay. I think when she left, she knew that there were things wrong with the relationship. And when she returned to London, she found that he'd taken up with another woman, a strolling actress. She, as we know, attempted to kill herself by taking an overdose of laudanum, opium. But only a couple of weeks after that, she accepted, perhaps strangely, perhaps because she wanted to get away, perhaps because Imlay wanted her to be away, she accepted a commission to go to Scandinavia for him on business. Basically, she was sent to track down the fate of a cargo of French silver that Imlay had exported to Scandinavia, having taken on the services of a Norwegian sea captain. In return, he was hoping to bring back Scandinavian grain to the embattled French Republic, which was at the time blockaded by the British Navy. What had happened to the silver, it seems, was that the Norwegian captain had basically stolen it. He'd unloaded it on the Norwegian coast. So Wollstonecraft was given a very serious financial responsibility. Indeed, the Bodleian Library still has the copy of the legal commission that Imlay set out for her. And it's obviously trusting her with looking into the fate of a very serious amount of money. So she goes. She goes to a part of the world that's not much visited, although there were 18th century travel books out there. She goes supported, as it were, by Imlay's business contacts, who, although they're not mentioned very explicitly in the book that's eventually published, she does have contacts there. Nevertheless, it's quite an adventurous journey. She seems to have kept a journal, and she seems fairly early on to have decided that what she's going to do is turn that journal and the letters she sends back to Imlay into the book, Letters Written in Sweden, Norway and Denmark. One of the things to point out about it, though, is that there's quite a difference between the letters that form the chapters of the book and the actual letters she sent back to Imlay. We have some of those. We don't know if we have all of them. And the ones we have been edited. They're edited by William Godwin. We don't have the originals. And for instance, any business matters regarding Imlay's silver seem to have been edited out of the letters published by Godwin. Quite a few of them were published with asterisks. But out of this process, out of this business deal, out of this journey, she decided, perhaps for therapeutic reasons, to write this book. We do know there were financial reasons. She does write in a letter to Imlay that she feels that writing the book will give her some financial independence and allow her to look after herself and the baby that she'd given birth to not long before she left. She travels with a daughter and a French maid. She very early on decides that she will have to leave the daughter in Gothenburg with the family of some of Imlay's commercial contacts. And one of the threads that runs through the book is feeling the absence of her child, who she's very happy to be reunited with towards the end of the book. And they travel on with the child back through Copenhagen and Frankfurt back to London. But yes, she does travel with the child, a child that's less than a year old. It's quite an adventurous thing to do.